Welcome to this meditation, which is designed to give you tools to help melt away anxiety. Using this simple to follow guided meditation, over a period of time, you will become adept at self-healing your feelings of anxiety and where they emanate from in your energy system. Anxiety, low mood, excessive worrying, and even depression. They're rooted in something called survival issues. These issues often develop during childhood, when we feel unsafe, something happens in the home or when we're outside, and we get that feeling of being under some kind of threat or that we're not safe in the environment that we're in. And later in life, as these survival issues build up in our energy system, our brain can become attached very strongly to the sense of survival. In fact, it can overwork on this. And the brain is quite a stressy organ, and it can just work too hard on survival issues and become overvigilant or wake you up when you want to rest because it's looking for survival issues. So it's a useful natural mechanism that's become overloaded, emotionally charged, and then gets triggered. So settle down into a nice relaxed state. Relax your body. And take your awareness to your breath, which is your best tool for telling the body and the mind for the next 10 to 15 minutes, it's time to relax and go on an inner journey. I always like to take these breaths in through my nose and out through my mouth with an audible sigh, like this. And one more time. Now, right now, your mind may be already calming, but is likely to still be overactive. And unless you're a regular meditator, you might find this starts to kick in and interrupt your thoughts. But don't worry, that's just a protective measure, and it's coming, guess what, from your survival issues. Because as soon as you close your eyes, your brain starts to think about survival. But those thoughts that come up, just welcome them in and let them go. Welcome them in and let them go. They're protection. No more than that. The other thing it's helpful to bring attention to is your feeling of low mood or worrying excessively, endlessly. Or anxiety building in your body as tension, as stress. Which can lead to the onset of depression. So it may sound perverse, but one tool you can use is to welcome whatever these feelings are. Welcome them in. Say hello. I recognize you. Worry, low mood, depression, anxiety. You're an old friend, so welcome. Now, the most powerful tool that exists for healing in the universe is love. And by this, I mean universal love, the love of creation. Now, this is a secular meditation, but you may wish to bring in during this journey a deity, a saint, whatever your belief system is. For example, if you follow Buddhism, you may wish to call in the Buddha or a Hindu god, whatever your deity of choice is to assist you. But just make sure that you're latching on to a channel of love. I find it helpful to use the mantra love. And so during this time when I'm working on my survival issues, to keep my mind quiet, I say the word love over and over in my head. And I find that's useful. The place where love manifests at first is in the heart. So now, drop your attention down into your heart, your heart space, close to the organ that pumps your blood, but actually your energetic heart space. It's kind of in the center of your chest. It may help you to place your hand on your heart, to feel it and feel into it. So for a few minutes now, just focus on striking a light in your heart of divine love. And breathe. And breathe. Breathe in your heart. And if you wish, use that mantra, love. You may feel something happening, an activity beginning in your heart. Can also help to visualize a light beginning to shine inside, quite deep. Somewhere close to your spine is your spiritual heart, and that's an opening to this divine light. Once you've made this connection and your heart is filling with divine light, a feeling of love, a presence, send it down your spine and into your root chakra. This is located right at the base of the spine and is one of your major energy centers. Send that light down your spine and visualize it sitting there in your root chakra, beginning to shine in your root chakra. As this builds, you may feel a tingling or a sensation of an activity in your root chakra. But don't worry if you don't feel anything. Your intention is enough to take this thread of love into your root chakra. Aside from being a major energy center, your root chakra is the store of survival issues. They can also be stored in your second chakra. And maybe once you've worked on clearing your root chakra, you could use the same technique in your second chakra. That's located above your root chakra, somewhere just below the navel. But for now, for today, keep your focus in your root chakra. Keep sending love. Keep your awareness on divine love, or the name of your deity that you've chosen to help you. I'm going to give you 10 minutes to sit in your root chakra with love. And just tell yourself, every now and again, remind yourself that you're working on survival issues, clearing survival issues from your root chakra with love. When this period of silence comes to an end, I will chime my bowl 3 times. And that's to tell you to come back into your physical body. And that will be coming towards the end of this meditation. But for now, just settle in and keep sending love into your root chakra with the intention to clear and melt away survival issues that are sitting there. No need to force it. They are your issues. They are part of you. You've welcomed them in, but now it's time to let them go. Keep breathing in your heart. Keep finding love. Send it into your root chakra survival issues melting away, clearing. In case your mind has wandered off, bring your intention back to clearing survival issues from your root chakra. Breathe in your heart, send love down your spine. See it spreading through your root chakra. One more minute to go. So now bring your awareness into your physical body. Take a nice deep breath. Perhaps have a stretch. And I want to say why this meditation is so helpful in helping you to replace these feelings of low mood, worry, anxiety, depression, with a sense of freedom as you clear away unwanted issues. You create space in your energy system. And in that space, you can find freedom. Now bringing up survival issues can actually be quite difficult, especially at first. And you may need to sit with some of these issues that come up, feeling unsafe or insecure. And just like we did at the beginning, when these feelings or thoughts come through, just welcome them. By just bringing your awareness and acknowledging those feelings, you're helping to heal them. I trust you found this meditation helpful and that you come back to it and use it as a healing tool. Whenever you have these feelings arise, or just as a maintenance measure, because it's better to keep working on clearing these issues than have them come up and bring on those feelings of not being quite yourself and not enjoying your life to the full. Many thanks for listening.